You know, before we get the day kicked off here, Murphy loves a positive quote. Don't you get some sort of positive thing every day on the on our little home device?
Well, if I ask for it, you know, I mean, yeah. it doesn't. At one point, I had it part of my what do they call it? The flash
Your
briefing.
Routine?
No, I had it
oh,
as part.
Routine.
I had it as part of my flash briefing from you know who, the Echo Girl.
The lady.
Don't want to say her name because she'll set off
the
every smart speaker in America.
Yeah.
But anyway,
like
it was part of my flash briefing. Yes. So so it would start with a weather forecast, mm-hmm. you know, and then it would give me my positive quote of the day. Problem is, she's the one who's reading it, so it's kind of automated sounding.
It sounds shocking.
Oh,
you know?
It's not motivational. It's
exactly.
Just
so
one life, live it.
That's correct. Exactly. That's exactly what it sounds like. Today's okay. quote of the day.
How about Google? Because she sounds more like a person.
Yeah, she does better. I don't know. I need to try
does
her.
Does she have I'm a not, name?
Google.
She's just the Google assistant.
The Google girl. Okay.
In fact, she'll tell you, if you call her, you know who, Alexa?
I'm not.
If you call her that name, she'll say, I'm your Google assistant.
I know. I think I've done that before. I've been corrected. Yes. Anyhow, so the other morning, I posted something that I thought was a really cool thing to start the day with, because it is something that I like. It's don't look back. You're not going that way. I came across it again the other day. I was like, okay. And I posted it. Don't look back. You're not going that way. And on our Instagram account, MRK, and I won't give the numbers, MRK says, that's one of my favorites in line with your past is calling. Don't answer. Hmm. It has nothing new to say.
Wow, that's pretty
Isn't
cool.
That
I've never
cool?
heard that quote. And you know,
know
me, I've heard a bazillion
You're about all
of
the
them.
Quotes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great. I love that.
I do too.
And see, you've put us in the right mindset to start the day. And you
I
did it in
like
a very
that.
Human way.
What's that quote about the present and it's a gift? Or
that's something about don't worry about the past. It's over. You can't do anything about tomorrow. It's not happened yet. But you only have today. That it's a gift. That's why it's called the present.
Yeah,
something like that.
Yeah.
Is everybody all ready to start the day now?
Yeah, pumped, man.
One of these.
Let's check in with Alexa.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has your first Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, we're all three of us reading new books. Three different books,
not the same one.
So we'll go around the table and tell you what's what. A little extra not-so-serious book club next.
Text us or call us at 877-310-4MSJ. Or, of course, if it's easier, you can also hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter.
Okay, we do the Not So Serious Book Club here. We share the things that we are reading. We call it Not So Serious. Well, Murphy's is usually pretty serious, but we're going to go around the table and let you know what we're reading.
Mine's not today.
Mine's fun. Hmm. Mine's going to be fun. Okay, Murphy, you reading a book lately that...
Oh, you're starting with me.
Yes.
We want to get the management book out the way.
It's not a management book. It's actually a classic, and it's been retranslated. It was a movie in the 1960s. It's called Zorba the Greek.
Oh.
So,
yeah.
So now, I mean, it's probably a name that you recognize. And the reason that I came across the book is I actually Googled, the words that I Googled were, you know, good fiction reads for nonfiction readers.
Oh, clever.
And so there was a little blog post that came up with five different recommendations for people like me who are hooked on management, self-help, and all that
and
kind of stuff.
And you need an escape from that. Well, I'm so proud of
so
you.
So it's sort of an escape. It's a fictional tale, but it actually has a moral to the story that makes you feel good. It's about accepting your life and living through tough times, you know, not letting the tough times drag you down. So that you don't miss the fun moments.
But so it is sort of like a
self-help
book.
He's turned a good book into a lesson.
Just
see?
Okay, cool. So Zorba the Greek is what it's called.
Yes.
Okay, you are reading that. Okay, Sam, what are you reading right now?
I'm reading a recommendation that we got a few weeks ago, Verity by Colleen Hoover.
Oh
really?
That's
okay.
on my list.
Yeah. And I just read, honestly, literally just read the first chapter last night.
And?
The first sentence. Okay, the first sentence in the book. I hear the crack of his skull before the splattering of blood reaches me.
Oh, my
wow.
God.
I mean, I read that and I was like, okay.
No wonder.
You got me.
That's the opening line of the book?
Yeah.
I was like,
what's going on here?
All I've heard about that book is that nobody can put it down.
Yeah.
That it's like read it in one day sort of a book or 2 days. So good. I'm glad because I want it after you.
Well, it's digital.
Oh,
so
okay, fine.
I don't know how to get it.
I'm reading one on my Kindle as well. Are you ready for mine?
What's yours, Jody?
You know what I'm reading, okay? It's called Red, My Uncensored Life in Rock. It's the Sammy Hagar biography.
I can't
die. You know I love Sammy.
You know, the rock bios are awesome usually.
Yes, and this one reads like somebody just recorded him and he just went on and on and on and on and told everything completely uncensored and they just put it down. And I'm enjoying it because I can't put it down.
I think Jody wins for cool there.
Coming up next, Jody's Hollywood Outsider. Trending now. Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
You know, everything's been very serious, and rightly so, with Demi Lovato lately because she's released that docuseries on YouTube called Dancing with the Devil. It's all about her drug overdose where she almost died.
It's just a little red wine, I'll be fine.
I've had so much to say over the past 2 years, wanting to set the record straight about what it was that happened.
FYI, I'm just going to say it all, and then if we like don't want to use any of it, we can take it out.
I still want to watch it. I just have not been brave enough yet. I don't know, because I it's hear heavy. It's very heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking,
I still have an issue with California sober, too.
I know. The term, you're not the only one. In fact, those in the recovery industry have a problem with the term California
sober. The industry,
sober.
Huh? That's, I guess Sam and I mean, part of the recovery industry.
You're either sober or you ain't.
Well, you're not in the industry because you're not a doctor.
Oh, you mean professionals,
like, yes,
counselors.
I'm sorry.
Gotcha. Okay.
Meant.
All right.
Okay, just so you know, though, Demi Lovato apparently has some comedy up her sleeves as well. She's got a project titled Hungry for NBC. Well, NBC, it's a single camera show, and there's a pilot that they're going to look at. It's a fiction show about these characters, and they all come together because they all have food issues, eating disorders. But it's all about their lives and how they deal with things, and it's supposed to be funny and touching. And when you talk about an ensemble cast for something like that, sounds like it could work.
Coming up next.
Are you guys ready to be adults?
No.
Trying to be.
The adult, we've heard from you on our Facebook page about this, and it's so cool. The adult problems that you deal with that no one ever warned you about. Next. You know, we love hearing from you anytime, so jump in with us, 877-310-4MSJ. Also, join us online.
Social media connect.
Okay, from our Facebook page, I posted this because I really want to know. It was a TikTok trend, adult problems that no one ever warned you about. Adult things you deal with on the daily that no one ever warned you about. And boy, did you come through when we asked.
You mean these are like grown-up problems? Is that what that means?
That's what adult means,
You mean like a mortgage?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah.
Brittany says cooking a meal while everything gets done at the same time.
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
That takes practice.
It does, especially when you do breakfast. That's the one.
I don't know how my grandmother did that, but she was magic. I mean, it was just her, and she was that old school that, you know, did like 10 things in the morning.
Some people think like that, and women are famous for it in the home.
But she always kept it hot.
Yeah.
Every bit of it was hot.
Yeah.
Even the toast.
I know.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I mean, the kids have asked that before, too, when I'm cooking meals with like three or four things going. How does it all come out together at the same time?
You've got to plan it that way. You have to know what to do last.
You just got to time it, and I can't explain it.
You have to, when you go into that kitchen, you know what takes the longest, if that's what you start with. Yeah, you know, you just do all that problem solving in your head. Rachel says, laundry is the devil. No one ever told me that kids, including my husband, would depend on me to know exactly where every sock or favorite T-shirt is from 2012 on. Like, yeah, that's another one. That's another one. Also online, Janie says, how frequently a favorite product, whether toiletry, food, household, et cetera, is discontinued. It happens almost monthly in our household, and I'm steadily online trying to track down this or that.
Subscribe and save things that get canceled. Yeah, that's a very 21st century problem. It is. It's true. It is frustrating.
That can happen with anything, not just subscribe and save, right? Well,
I mean, for me, the things that get when she says discontinued, it's not going to be discontinued in the store. It'll either be like Sam's Club or Costco, where they only carry it for a little while, or an online subscription, you know.
I don't think that's what she means. Like, I think, you know, that has happened to me since I've been a customer of buying makeup. You know, I have this fair skin, and I'll find the perfect lip color, and then they'll discontinue it, and I can't find it ever again.
It's like that roll of Kraft garlic cheese that
they don't make anymore.
Don't make it anymore, so you can't make your mom's cheese ball.
There are so many more adult problems. Anyway, keep them coming. We love hearing from you. 877-310-4MSJ.
Coming up next.
Sam has music news.
Got a new pandemic anthem we can sing along with Mick Jagger.
Sam's Music News.
Well, we got a new song from Mick Jagger. Not the Stones.
I know.
Is it solo?
Well, actually, there's another guy on the record. His name is Dave Grohl.
You may know him from
the Foo Fighters. But they did a virtual, you know, Mick in his studio, Dave in his studio, playing different instruments. And it's for COVID, with the end being near. Mick said he wrote this song because he could see the light at the end of the tunnel. We're getting ready to go out. And it's all about stuff we've done, you know, canceled tours, right. Virtual premieres. It's called Easy Sleazy. Looking out from his prison wall.
His voice means so much to all of us. You don't even realize it, but his voice means something to us. It just does.
It's funny, though. Listening to the music, that's not Stone's music.
No, it's not. It's Dave Grohl music.
Well, it's Dave Grohl, right, drums, but it's definitely Mick vocals and lyrics.
Yeah, you know? I heard that it was a vaccine anthem, meaning he's so excited that the vaccine's finally going around the world. Yeah. Okay, very cool.
Speaking of a vaccine, we have coming up on May the 8th, a national broadcast called Vax Live. It's going to be hosted by Selena Gomez. Foo Fighters will be on there, speaking of which. Bunch of different folks performing. Eddie Vedder going to be performing.
Really?
Her as well.
Nice. And she's great.
You'll probably like this one, too. What's her face? J-Lo's performing.
Hey, you don't ever what's her face,
don't
J-Lo.
Don't do that to her for me.
And that's going
to
be all pre-recorded stuff, but it's going to be on ABC, CBS, YouTube, all over. May the 8th. They're raising money. They're calling it dollars. It's called Vax Live, but they said the subtitle is Dollars for Doses. So they raise money for millions of healthcare workers around the world in poor countries that are trying to carry things out, and they're not being able to get the shots.
Right.
So they want to raise the money to get the shots to go everywhere.
Very good. Bring it.
And some new music from, listen to this.
Can you tell me where we're going? I can't tell which way the wind is blowing.
Oh.
Her name is Allie Colleen.
Right. I'm guessing because I read the headline, though.
Yeah, her dad is Garth Brooks.
That's Garth Brooks' daughter.
Okay. She's got a new album out last week called Stones. This song's called Playin' House.
Hey, Garth made her finish college before he allowed her to produce this album. How you like that?
Yep. You know, that's great, and it's smart for her to be using
a different name. Yeah.
Well, the future of fast food is here, and coming up next, I'll tell you what it tastes like.
Call us or text us. Reach out. That's just part of the fun here when we hear from you at 877-310-4MSJ.
I don't know if you caught the story, but the future of fast food happened this week in New York City.
That's right.
I thought the future of fast food happened in Houston with that robot thing you were talking about.
This is bigger.
That'll be part of it, too.
This is bigger. What happened in New York City yesterday.
Taco Bell opened up this new concept restaurant. Well, it's actually their cantina restaurant is what they're calling it.
I thought it was their digital Taco Bell.
It is a digital Taco Bell. There are no people to take your orders. You walk in and there's a whole row of kiosks. You know, like when you go to the airport and you self-check in and it's all the computers lined up?
Yes.
Yeah. It's like that. You walk in and there's no menu board. It's just going to be on your kiosk.
Right.
You order that way, and when your food's ready, you go up and you pick it up from the people. Now, there's also the option of, I'm going to order ahead of time, and you show up and there's a whole bank of lockers where your order is going to be stuck. It's kind of like, you know, they're touting this like, wow, brand new. But remember Little Caesars about a year ago?
No, I don't remember this.
They have that thing in each Little Caesars where if you order your pizza ahead of time, they stick it in there, keeps it warm.
This.
You walk in, you hit the pin, boop, there's your pizza.
Right. So
but this is what Taco Bell is doing. You can order ahead of time, walk in, punch in your PIN number and get your food that's already waiting for you.
And look, the CEO of that company said, look, we're expecting and hoping that this will be our busiest store. And it's like, well, number one, the coolness of that sort of being able to get it that way is one reason. But it's also location, location, location. You're in Times Square.
Yeah, you're in Times Square. Right, exactly, and you're in. Yeah. By the way, the building they're in is one of the oldest ones in New York, the Paramount Building.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's from the 1920s. So it's
Taco Bell.
So here's the thing on that. It's definitely not new because they had automats in the 1950s, you know, which is the you walked up and the sandwich was sitting in the thing and you put your money in, you open the I don't think you were ordering it. It's whatever was there.
You order and then you get it hot. yeah, this way.
This, you're ordering it hot. With the auto match, you would walk up and say, you would just look at all the windows and go, I want that sandwich, pay,
click,
and
right.
take it.
Right.
Okay.
And actually, there is a resurgence in putting auto mats back in New York City right now, too.
Is there? Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's probably the future of fast food. What do you think about it? Do you like it? I know you do. That's right.
I love it. I don't have
to
deal with people.
Fewer contact with people.
Yeah.
I miss people.
Yeah, me too, Jody.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood outsider.
Coming up next, though, 877-310-4MSJ. Lisa wants to jump in. We were talking about adult problems that you weren't prepared for. She wants to jump in about adult school and classes. Guys.
Adult education.
We've been sharing the biggest problems that you deal with daily that nobody ever warned you about, okay?
And as an adult.
Jump in with us on that, 877-310-4MSJ. Lisa's got a little bit of a different one, right?
I am a teacher.
Okay.
And I teach family and consumer science, what was once known as home economics.
Everything
that I teach in my class for middle schoolers will help them as they grow into high school and college and adults. But you would be absolutely shocked to hear how many parents will tell their kids that this is a blow-off class and that they don't want them taking it. They want them to make sure they're taking, you know, high school-level Spanish or something else so that they don't have to worry about taking this class. But the problem is that nobody's teaching them how to do the things that we are teaching to do in a family and consumer science class.
Right.
And that boils down to, cooking the usuals, of course.
Yeah.
But we're also teaching them about career investigation and exploration so that they know what they might want to do when they grow up.
Yeah.
I'm teaching them to be responsible for their own work. We do financing.
Good.
We do child development. To try to deter unexpected pregnancies, all the above. So, you know, this adulting class is really, it's actually kind of silly. I think it should be called adulting boot camp. Because if you've gotten through college and you don't know how to do some of these things, and you're probably going to need a little bit of direction so that you can function in the real world when you don't have a meal plan and no one's paying for your gas, or your car insurance, or your cell phone, et cetera. So I think it's a good thing, but I also think it's a sad scenario on parenting today. So thanks so much. Hope you guys have a great day.
Thank you, Lisa. I want to go to your class.
Yeah.
I think I'd do okay, unless we got to taxes, and then I would have a problem.
I'd love to cook in class. That would be awesome.
And that she just spent the whole time telling us it wasn't just a cooking class. You're the problem,
Sam. Yeah, but I'd love to cook in class. 877-310-4MSJ
to join us.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
You guys know that I am A-okay with anything that actor Peter Dinklage does.
That's what I do. I drink. And I know things.
Mm-hmm. He made Game of Thrones so much fun. And anything he does, he's just one of those scene stealers, if you will. Okay, I also know nothing about the 1984 movie Toxic Avenger. I know nothing about it. However, Toxic Avenger is being, there's a reboot coming up and he stars in it.
Was he in the original?
No.
Oh.
He's just the star of today and this is a reboot and he's starring in it. You dig?
What does the Toxic Avenger do?
I'm going to explain it to you. The reboot follows a janitor at a health club who is pushed out of a second story window by bullies into toxic waste, which transforms him into a mutant
superhero
with superhuman size and strength. So I don't know how they're going to make that happen, but he is the lead, meaning he's the Toxic Avenger. Peter Dinklage. Isn't that great?
It is
coming, and we have some more names. Actor Jacob Tremblay has joined him and will co-star.
Okay.
Jacob Tremblay's, you know him as the kid from that Oscar-winning movie Room.
Yeah.
But he's growing up now, so maybe you won't recognize him, but that's who that is, and that's coming. I have no problem with that reboot, because guess what? It's not a reboot to me.
Yeah, nobody knows what
it is. It's brand new. And don't you want Peter Dinklage to be a hero? I so do.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Got the food dude on the way. Going to tell you about the big giant seafood chain that's now going chicken.
Sam's always up on the new eats. He's the food dude.
Gonna hit up a couple restaurants first. IHOP. They have a new bacon obsession menu.
That sounds like you, Sam.
It's a winner right off the bat.
Yeah.
Get this, Murphy. They say that on this menu, they have a bacon that is 5 times thicker than regular bacon.
Five times thicker?
It's the way they cut it.
Yeah.
So.
You know, whenever I've had super thick bacon, it's good, but it's more like ham.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's wrong with that, though?
Nothing, but it's you can't make thick bacon crispy.
Yeah, it's a good workout for the jaw.
I love bacon that's done but chewy.
Yeah.
I love chewy bacon.
I tell you what, critics at my house... You don't cook the bacon right, you hear about it.
Oh, yeah.
Really? All the teenagers.
Well,
yeah.
I hear about whatever I cook. I live with Murphy.
Realize.
Right.
You
he's
know,
a vocal.
Better.
Yes, yes.
On the menu also, a maple bacon milkshake, candied bacon pancakes, and the combo plate, which is the bacon pancakes, a slab of thick-cut bacon, and an Oreo and bacon waffle sundae.
Holy smokes.
Okay.
You wanted bacon? Here's your bacon.
No kidding, huh?
Okay.
Wow.
Oh, how about this one? Red Lobster. They are trying out a new chicken sandwich. Yeah, Red Lobster.
Okay.
It's a Nashville hot chicken sandwich. Two tender strips of white meat chicken on a brioche bun, thrown in some Nashville hot sauce and a honey butter.
Yeah, it doesn't sound bad.
No, it sounds very good. But what about the lobster sandwich?
Yeah.
Isn't that the thing you would think?
Wait, it's okay, right?
Everybody's
they
doing
can do that.
Everybody's doing chicken
they
right
They want to do that. That's, you can buy, excuse me, Murphy's favorite thing to order when he orders pizza to be delivered at our house, chicken wings on the side.
From a pizza company.
It's true.
Well, they always offer it up right before I hit checkout. I'm like, yeah, sure, I should.
Would you like more cheese? Yeah! How about chicken wings? How about the Oreo
Brownies.
Sundae? Yeah! Three! Frank's Red Hot. You know, you usually make your buffalo chicken dip
wings,
with it.
Yeah.
Well, now they've got buffalo chicken dip in the freezer section with Frank's Red Hot. So now you don't even have to worry about
making it. You just
grab it, throw it in the microwave, boom, you're good to go.
Wow.
And very important, today, you know the Dolly Parton ice cream from Jenny's Ice Cream? When they had it for sale last week, it crashed their website.
Of course,
much so that the people who got it, some of them are actually putting it on eBay for $1,000 a pint.
Well, that's not...
Ice cream on eBay?
Yes, because nobody could get it. Well, now they said, hey, today, 3 o'clock this afternoon, we got a few thousand more pints.
For regular prices.
Opening up the website, so buy it again.
Good.
Three things you need to know today.
Number one, it's tax day, except that it isn't. Because it's 2021.
Yeah.
Because of another complicated tax year, the IRS, of course, has extended the deadline until May 17th this year.
Yeah, that's for most states. There are a handful of states, though, because of the ice storm that pushing it back
even
to June.
Even farther. So, number two today, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is not going to be returning for a while. The CDC says they still need some more time to really investigate what's happened. They're not sure if that vaccine is to blame for those 7 people that had those blood clots.
Yeah.
But Moderna and Pfizer, plenty of that still available. And by the way, Moderna's people saying that theirs is 90% effective in all cases of the coronavirus.
Oh.
And they are working on one right now that will protect against the coronavirus and the flu. Like a double shot.
Oofer.
BOGO. Double shot going forward. And number three today, you caught that Justin Bieber has spoken to GQ magazine for this really open interview about everything that he's been through, about his marriage and his drug use. He says that his bodyguards at one point would check his pulse while he slept. That's how bad his drug abuse. What does that make you feel like? What's that reminiscent of?
Michael Jackson. Yeah.
I know. That's GQ, the new interview with Bieber.
Three things to know today.
Coming up, I want to thank you for all the ideas of what to name my new pet owl. I'm
going to
tell you what we've named him coming up.
Come hang out with us again later today for another Murphy, Sam, and Jody After the Show podcast.
Okay, so I want to say thank you to everybody who reached out on our social media and sent me suggestions for what to name our new garden owl.
We name all the plastic things in our house, don't we?
First of all, not plastic. If it looks like, Murphy, if it looks like something that's a, if it looks like a thing, an animal, we name it. Like, we have that paper mache parrot that hangs, you know, in our little kitchen window that you and I got on a weekend getaway trip years ago. Remember why we named it? We named him Mark Anthony.
Buy a J-Lo one, too?
No.
Now, the guy that was doing room service for us looked like Mark Anthony. In fact, we were like, wow, you think this is a side hustle? But,
right.
No.
It was morning. We were getting breakfast because I love room service. And I'm sitting up in bed and Murphy's doing the, hey, here, thank you, dude, and the tip and all this. And he wheels in the room service cart. And I'm like, and when he leaves, like, that's Mark Anthony. It looks like Mark. So later that day, we bought the parrot just as a memento from the trip. And we named him Mark Anthony. Okay.
It stuck.
So.
I can see you're excited, Sam.
Yeah. I'm just telling you the story. Anyway, so now we have this garden owl, which they're common. I mean, you can find them in any hardware store. They're really cool.
And living rooms everywhere.
They're really cool. You know what? Your mom and dad, Murphy, kept this one in their living room.
They did.
And you asked me if I wanted it because you guys are cleaning out their house and you and your siblings. And so I'm like, yeah, I want one. And I, you know, filled him with water and put him outside. So he's already doing his work. I'm moving him around every few days. He's on the porch swing right now on the back, the deck swing.
You know what? Now that you're saying that, there's also another thing like that still in my parents' house.
What?
It's a garden frog. And it's plastic. And you turn it on. And it's sensitive to its surroundings. When you walk past it, it croaks.
We don't need that. We have live frogs doing that.
Yeah, I know that. Constantly. But it's I guess it's another cute
thing. Okay, please don't bring that
home. So you're going to get a paper mache parrot and a plastic owl, but a garden frog is not it.
Yeah, I do draw the line.
Yeah,
anyway,
that is just too much.
I want to say thank you for all the suggestions, all the great suggestions of what to name him. I've chosen the name. So fun. Owl Pacino.
Oh, yeah.
Hello to my little friend.
Owl Pacino. That one came in more than once to our Facebook page. Mm. Thank you.
I take a flamethrower to this place.
Coming up with Murphy, Sam, and Jody.
Jody has another Hollywood Outsider.
Coming up next, though, more of those adult problems that nobody ever warned you about. This is the question. What's one of the adult problems you deal with on the daily that nobody ever warned you about? It's almost everything,
teenagers.
Honestly. Yeah.
Well, I mean, parenting, but more so.
Yeah. They always say what you need is not what to expect when you're expecting, what to expect 17 years later.
Yeah, because, you know, when the kids are like 7 or 8 years old, they're still the kids, but you can corral them like cats, you know?
And
they listen
and
you
still know stuff.
Yeah.
When they're
teenagers, it's like
the irony of being a teenager, and it's they're supposed to act that way because how else would they have the guts to bust out and try new things and do and live their life?
Yeah, that's part of
becoming,
yeah,
unbearable under your own roof.
It's a very real paradox, and it's necessary, I guess, what I'm trying to say. It's true.
Sam and I are just like complaining like normal people, and you're it's a paradox.
But, you know, I feel like, you know, in our case, where our girls are teenagers now, I mean, they listen mostly to me.
They're good kids.
It's not a...
Well, maybe it's just your dad. You get to be king. You don't understand how different it is. Yes, you can tell them something. They're like, okay, dad, you're so fun. And with me, if I say the exact same thing, it's like, really? Well, I know. It's different. All abuse is heaped on the mother, currently in our house anyway. Yeah. Anyway.
They don't mean it. And you know
they don't. That, right? I know they don't mean it. I know they love me. Anyway, from our Facebook page, adult problems that nobody warned you about. The stuff that's coming in is serious and fun. House repairs is from Candy.
Yeah.
Art says heartburn. True. You don't have heartburn when you're a kid.
Pains.
You don't have heartburn when you're a kid. I've never had heartburn in my life except when I was pregnant. And I was like, wow, this stuff is legit. It's horrible. Christopher says, here's a big one. Taxes. Yeah.
Boy,
no getting out of that.
Well, the first time you get your check and go, wait, what? Where? Why did half of it go away?
And who is this FICA guy?
Yeah, I don't know.
And then the older you get, the more complicated it gets. Am I right? I think so. from what I hear from you, Murphy.
Thanks. Thank you.
You know, the other thing that is an adult problem that you don't realize until you're in it, in adulthood, is that you can't just run away. You can't just escape. You know, you're in all these commitments and your job, and you don't get a day off just because you want to sit in your tent and color. Mm. Can't do that.
Any more shiny, happy thoughts?
Well, I think I'll go sit in a tent and color now. That
sounds pretty good to me.
Trending now, Jody's Hollywood Outsider.
Let's take you across the pond for this one. Prince Harry is back in the United Kingdom. You probably know that or heard that. He's quarantining with his cousin, Princess Eugenie. Hmm. He has to do that because he got, you know, on a plane and came to another country and he's been in America. Okay, so, and Meghan Markle's not coming with him. Not because, that would be an awkward moment for the royal family, but at a bad time.
Which it would be.
But because she's not been allowed to fly in her current...
She's pregnant,
stage of pregnancy. So, yes. So the word is he and William have not seen each other face to face yet, but he and William have talked ahead of their grandfather, Princess Philip's funeral, which is this weekend, because they've had those talks of, look, this is not about us. This is about him. Let's honor him and let's minimize any drama, which that'll be hard to do. But hey, my question is Harry going to be allowed to dress in that full royal? I mean, he's certainly military earned it. But yeah, that royal uniform is also, man, so sharp, my favorite.
I don't know.
I love it.
I don't know
so
what they've
much.
Taken away from him.
And I think he looks the best in it.
Why?
That red
why,
beard.
Okay, where is Prince Charles in all of this? How come daddy doesn't step in and say, you're my kids, let's talk this out?
I don't know. That's a very good question. And maybe one we'll never know. But expect something from Prince Charles at this funeral. It's his father. And by the way, he did pen like this open piece for the media about his dad, but people are just not jumping all over it. Yeah. I guess there's a lack of interest. I have a little story for all the moms and dads of the world who you get down on yourself about making mistakes with the kids.
Yeah.
And when they're little and you're new at parenting, you feel like you make more little mistakes, but it's not true. Because I've been at this a while, and
yes,
I made a mistake that was crazy. Okay, so yesterday was nuts because Taylor, our oldest daughter, is sick, and she was home. Mm-hmm. And I said, look, call and make an appointment with the doctor, and you need to go see the doctor today. She couldn't breathe. She was, you know, she couldn't breathe. She was coughing and you know, head cold and all that kind of stuff. Like, just go make an appointment because it wasn't getting better. And normally she would drive herself to the doctor. She's 19 years old, you know, she's in college.
Yeah.
She called me a couple of hours before the appointment and said, I don't feel good enough to drive. I'm like, great, I'll pick you up. And I'll pick Phoebe up late from school. And when you have that impromptu doctor's appointment that you didn't know was going to happen, you forget everything else. So Phoebe, our youngest, had a very important orthodontist appointment, the hopefully final, yes, you can get your braces off after 2 years appointment.
Wow. Okay.
And I forgot about it. And she must have forgotten about it too. So anyway, I run late to pick up Phoebe because after we took Taylor, we went to the pharmacy and I just did all that stuff. You know, that what takes up your day doing that. And then last night, you know, I was doing yoga. Phoebe walks in the room, Mom, when is my appointment this week? You know, my big appointment at the orthodontist. And I looked on, it's like on my phone, and it's like, it was today.
Well, that's tomorrow.
I'm sorry.
I was going to ask you about that.
I messed that up.
I get those notifications and it goes into my calendar. For whatever reasons, I was concerned, oh my God, am I the only one getting them? Why would I be getting these notifications?
I got it a few days ago and it didn't go into my calendar though. Or if it did, Taylor's appointment, you know, blew everything out of the water for me.
Yeah.
So anyhow, the point being, you know, you some of it you get better at.
Yeah.
You do get better at it, but you still sometimes just do the best you can, and sometimes you do mess up, no matter how long you've been at it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I mean,
it is tough
to keep up with life in general. So
I felt so bad.
Break,
this was the big appointment. This was ready to get those braces off after 2 years.
2 years and one day. You know,
makes me feel bad. Yeah. Here's a question and a dilemma. Well, first of all, Sam, you said you have you had trouble finding the all peanut butter cups from Reese's? I haven't seen them either.
Yeah,
and I'm
Reese's
shocked.
Is coming out with all kind of new stuff lately. And they got like, you go to Walmart or any convenience store,
sure,
and it's like the Reese's section.
I know.
I kind of like that myself.
It's just like, I want one of everything.
Sure. And so.
But they're coming out with one that is just all peanut butter.
That's
not
awesome.
No chocolate whatsoever.
It's the best idea ever.
It's actually a peanut butter candy coating around the peanut butter. It's still got a shell. It's just peanut butter
He's
flavor.
He's always there to correct. And thank you. You're right, Murphy.
And what flavor is it all?
Peanut butter.
Okay.
Guess
I rest
what?
My case.
Here's a question. I was at the drugstore the other day quickly, and on the way out at the Easter section, 90% off Easter stuff, and the only ones they had left were white chocolate Easter.
Nobody likes that.
Peanut butter
eggs. I do. They're a little sweet, but I do like them.
Well, I didn't get them.
I was surprised to see Easter candy sitting out a week later.
Me too. It was just only the white chocolate eggs.
It's the garbage.
They were there.